Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for joining us as always.
Well, thank you, and I feel like I just walked out of the stadium. This one got going on us pretty quick. I have not looked at the tape, of course, or visited with the staff, so we'll be talking about it as though we were still sitting there 2 or 3 hours after the game, but that's great.
What was your assessment of the game without looking at the tape yet?
Well, we just got outplayed. Sometimes when you have a game that you can point your finger at directly at the issues of field position, turnover, some of the just specific reasons why you didn't win the football game, it's easy to point to those. The facts are that we were just outplayed. And you can say that certain things that happened early in the game took some of the juice out of us. You can say that we were dealing with a new quarterback. We were dealing without Dak. You can talk about the Zeke fumble. You can talk about all those things. But the real world is that there are numbers of things out there that we can address. And when you play football games and you play above the way we played last night, you'll have a chance to win the football game. So we just were simply outplayed.
Jerry, how do you decipher whether you have poor coaching or whether you guys maybe haven't given enough talent to the coaches when we keep seeing the same type of performance every week? How do you divide those or evaluate that?
You don't have to do that, not at this juncture. Those are the kinds of things you do when you've got a chance to address them and give either our decisions, whether it be what you're going to do as a coaching staff or what you're going to do regarding a decision on a player. That's not where we are at this particular time. There's some movement you can have regarding either our own players, but it's not – it's not worthy of discussion here, candidly. You go and take what you've got, and you basically drill down on it, and you take every aspect of it, starting with the player. Zeke said it best, I think, last night. You take each player, maybe it was Dalton, but you take each play, you get better each play. You win that play, you get the next time you win that series, you go right back down to the basics, and every person has to look inside themselves and look for a way to play better than we played last night.
Jerry Jones with us every Tuesday right here on 105.3 The Fan. What is your assessment of Mike McCarthy's coaching then so far throughout this year?
Well, I know that the good thing is that I know what he's experienced. You know, he won a Super Bowl going up through the wild card side. So you know how to adjust, overcome things when you have that kind of accomplishment on your record. What we don't have to worry about is he capable of coaching a team to the ultimate, and he very much is. He's outstanding, to say the least, with his experience. He has great, and I mean great, football fundamental basics. And with that, you build on that. Those aren't the areas that you are concerned about. I'm really not concerned about him today analyzing and knowing, given a chance to address it, what to do with the problems. We look to ball security. No one in the world, can you imagine, feels worse than Ziegfeld. And but you look at areas, you look at nuances of ball security, tight and high. There's an old adage about you hold the ball tight and you hold it high, and you're up in your chest, up against the end of the ball, up against your chest. And Zeke is an explosive to be trite. He just, everything he does is just high energy and high impact. And he does it because of his style of running. And he's the ball, as it would happen after all these years in his career, the ball's getting away from him there. He'll address that, I'll tell you. He has, the good news is he has the physical ability, he has the internal desire to hold the ball tight and high.
Jerry, do you still feel that Mike Nolan is the right defensive coach for this job? And if you do, why is that?
Well, I think that it's what it, in general, my thoughts are, I like the way that we came out last night defensively. And I thought that we were had a good plan for the skills of Murray and what the Cardinals presented us. And I'll be very candid. These aren't excuses, but we're sitting here talking about them early. His defense has had a very difficult time with field positions where we've gotten the ball early. And then as I don't care what the skill level of the team is, when they get up on you, they're going to tee off on you. And we're talking about we let them get right in the middle of the Cardinal game and let them use their quarterback in his best light. And always when you're against a team that's just cutting and shooting, and which we let them get to the point where they could, then we had our hands full. I'm okay with Mike Nolan. I am.
Jerry Jones joined us here at 105 Through the Fan. A recurring theme, you know, has been these early slow starts, getting down early. We move on from Jason, bring in McCarthy, supposed to have a coaching advantage. Do you feel like we have a coaching advantage over the other team in these games?
Well, I think that I don't feel like that we're a team that 2-4, and especially the way that we've started, I don't think that we're enjoying any advantage. We're putting ourselves at a disadvantage. And I do recognize that when you put yourself in the hole in the NFL like that, then you're playing catch-up and you're going uphill. And you're going uphill in a lot of areas. You're going uphill in the nature of the game. I liked what McCarthy said last night, that that adversity, especially early, we did not overcome adversity. Well, one of the things about this game and that we're not doing is we're having that adversity early and we're not overcoming it. We are not doing that. We don't have our head down. As you well know, we had adversity early on before we lost Dak. And we've got to stop that. We can't play and win any games and create that kind of edge for a team, giving us that much adversity and giving them that kind of encouragement early in ball games. That's a death sentence in the NFL.
Jerry, early on in the season, we kept saying, they're disappointing us right now. They're underachieving. Have you still felt that way, or have you shifted to, you know what, maybe we're just not a very good team?
Well, I know you asked earlier about the personnel, about providing the personnel. And, again, everybody is reluctant to point to your personnel because you know the way we're going to play the majority of this season is with the personnel that we have. It's not negative. That's not a negative statement. It's a challenge because we are dramatically different personnel-wise than we were in what we had anticipated having. And I don't need to go down through the list, but it's a big one. Other teams in the NFL have had dramatic personnel changes, and it has impacted their record dramatically. But that's our game. That's what we do. Availability is right there with ability when it comes to personnel. And so the next question is, okay, but what do? You adjust, and you play with the personnel you've got. You put your defensive plans in and offensive plans in and adjust accordingly. What I do feel good about with this entire group is our ability. We do have the ability and we have the talent to make adjustments and play football with the personnel that we have. We just haven't done it. We will not have success until we take the personnel that we've got today and put it out there, not giving ourselves a big hole when we start the game to dig out of.
Jerry Jones joins us here at 105 Through the Fan. You know, the way the offense played under Andy versus how they played under Dak, does a game like this make you miss Dak more than you already did? I know you missed him a lot last night.
Well, I wanted to but you missed Dak. I don't want to be trite, but every time we've lost our starting quarterback since I've been in the NFL, we've missed him. Now, that's trite, to say the least. And but we haven't always had a game like we had the other night, last night. But, yes, we missed Dak. On the other hand, we can get where we can get the most out of our team, and it could be enough with Andy Dalton. We didn't last night, and he contributed to the turnovers early. We had a play that could have been a turnover right off the bat that would have really been significant. But we can get there with Andy. We're very fortunate to have him, having lost Dak. So if you ask me, do I have confidence in Andy Dalton being able to come in here and us have winning football on the Cowboys, I do at that position. He's going to be challenged. I wish we had better shape protection-wise there with him. I wish we had and can get going with a better running game and give him a better field position and better points in the game to work from. But all of that is there. When Dak had those things, we did well. Dak was able to take us when we didn't have those things and keep us in the ball game and get a couple of wins. And so that was a pretty glaring difference out there last night, but it doesn't have to stay that way.
So, Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you think that you guys are kind of costing yourselves with early deficits, the crazy amount of turnovers, and that is a bigger problem than coaching or a lack of talent or sloppiness and any of that. It's things that you guys can fix versus not having the tools to fix it. Am I right on that?
I think we don't have the talent that we had planned on. But I think you have the talent that if you don't have those setbacks early, you'll win ball games. We have that kind of talent. We're going to have to meld this offensive line. That's a unit, as you know. And that was quite a setback to lose Martin last night in light of the other players that we've lost. I'm not deliberately wanting to make excuses, but we can play better than we played last night by simply not having early turnovers.
Jerry, does it feel like it's a pretty nice gift right now to be in this NFC East and still able to contend?
Well, I'm not in the feel-good mood, frankly, we've been got manna from heaven being in the East. These things have a way of evening out as we go along, and certainly the NFC East is having its challenges right now. All of that is a way of not wanting to talk about other teams. When you're not playing any better than we are, it's hard for me to look to the end game, which is to win the East, and get excited about the fact that we're better than anybody. We may be slow, but we're ahead of you, syndrome. We've got to get better to have the kind of season that makes sense for us.
Jerry, last question for you. What do you say to the fan, and you hear the station, you know the topics. What do you say to the fan who says, ask Jerry Jones why we should continue to invest our energy, our emotion, our time, our money in this product if we're going to get these types of results? What do you say to that Cowboy fan this morning?
Well, I feel bad that we didn't play better than we played last night, and that we're sitting here at 2-4. We can compete at a higher level than we've been competing because we're shooting our own self in the foot. That doesn't mean, though, that week in, week out, here in one of the most unique experiences I've ever had in sport, and that's competing during our the times that we're in, because of the times we're in, I don't want to basically say this is what we've got, because by the time we're through with this thing, a combination of backdrop of where we are with our season, with the NFL, and a combination of the fact that we do have, in my mind, enthusiastic. We've got a fresh staff, and we've got football players out there that were recognized 2, 3, 4 weeks ago as some of the best you can get. What I would do is try to list as much as I can the 4 or 5 things that are positive, and then I'd list the ones that are negative and try to mitigate some of your negative thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.